Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kristen DeTinio is the special agent in charge of ATF in the Chicago field office. Kristen, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. I'm wonderful today. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for doing what you do. So you all are the ones here in Chicago that trace bullet casings and match them to certain guns. Is that right?
Yes, we do. So ATF is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. We have that dual mission here of criminal enforcement of our federal firearms laws, arson and explosives as well. But I know today we want to talk about firearms and also regulating the firearms and explosives industry.
Well, so when I see the picture or the video of a crime scene, you'll often see the casings on the ground circled with little flags. They're very careful with the bullet shells. What do those bullet shells tell them about the gun that was used?
Sure. So what's very interesting is that, and many people aren't even aware that each firearm puts almost what we consider a fingerprint on the casing of the bullet that's used. So that by using our National Integrated Ballistics Identification Network, so our NIBIN system of images, you can match those images on those casings back to the firearm that was used to shoot in that particular instance. So it's a very interesting use of science and technology that allows us to link previously undiscovered crimes together.
So you and your fellow agents across the country pick up the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of bullets used, and you take a picture of the back of the bullet casing to see what that fingerprint is, and then you put it in a database?
Sure.
Am I really?
Yep, exactly. So we alone cannot manage that. We work very closely with all of our state and local counterparts to do so, and many agencies participate in this, whereas ATF maintains the database of those images. So, for example, if a shooting occurs in Chicago and a shooting occurs, let's say, in Milwaukee, and it is done with the same gun, those images are uploaded into the system, and then the computer runs an algorithm to match them, and then a trained examiner takes a look at that and microscopically compares those images and is then able to say the same gun was used in both of those crimes.
So each time the gun fires, that same gun puts a similar print on each bullet casing. You would think it would be scrambled and the burn mark or the impression would be random and different, but it's the same each time one gun is used, huh?
That's correct. It certainly is, which has been amazing inroads for us in developing leads for investigators to use to solve crime. It doesn't tell us that the same person did both of those crimes, but it does tell us the same gun was used. And perhaps there are similarities that provide, this now gives leads for investigators to use. And then the same thing happens when the gun itself is recovered and then that firearm is test fired. We take that same casing and compare that image against images of casings from previous shooting scenes. And then we have that firearm now to say, here we have our crime gun. We know which one was used. And it tells the history of what has happened with that gun since it was purchased.
Kristen DeTinio is on a line, special agent in charge of ATF in the Chicago field office. We're talking about one gun used 27 times, which is fascinating and hopeful, but also a little frustrating. So now I know the history of the gun, but the last person to have the gun in their hand may not have been the person to do any of the previous crimes. I wonder, how does this information help you catch bad guys?
Well, so we have to look at how do we catch bad guys from all sorts of angles. Again, it's just the lead. Firearms frequently change hands between people, right, as we have seen in this one. But we know where it has traveled, so we can go back in time and begin to look at things. For example, in cases like this, where we have the possessor was an illegal possessor. So there we have, that is still a crime. Illegal possession, illegal transfer, and illegal use of firearms is what we are concerned about. Along with matching the ballistics, we also have the ability to trace firearms and find out who originally purchased it. Mm-hmm. When we take that kind of intelligence and layer it together with when it was used in a shooting, we have even more leads. For example, when we recover a firearm and we discover it was purchased 2 years ago and used in a crime the day after it was purchased, that purchaser is a very interesting lead for us at that point.
No kidding. Well, so when a gun is bought new at a store, do we already know the thumbprint of that gun so we can go back to the store? Do all of the guns already have a pre-registered footprint like that?
So no, the firearms are not entered into the NIBIN system at the time of manufacture or sale. They are not entered into until they are determined.
Well, what about that? Do you think they should? Kristen, do you like that idea? It seems to me like it'd be nice if every gun all going off the shelf would at least have a sort of ground zero base, you know?
In theory, I think that it would be easy to say that, but we have to remember that firearms are a legal commodity in this country, and the vast majority of firearms dealers and firearms owners intend to use their firearms in a respectful and responsible manner.
Fair enough. I still don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, my car is registered in a certain way, and I'm going to use it legally, presumably. I don't see the problem with knowing what the footprint is of the gun, but you are able to, say, trace it back to the store, maybe, where it was purchased originally, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So ATF maintains the National Tracing Center in Martinsburg, West Virginia. And that location, when a crime gun is recovered, a firearm's recovered, is used in a crime, and is traced, that information is sent to the tracing center, which then contacts the manufacturer. Then the importer, if there is an importer, if this was manufactured outside of the United States, and then the dealer to ask, please review your records and tell us who purchased this firearm. And so that happens each and every time a crime gun is recovered in the country, and a hand trace is done to determine who at last purchased that firearm from a licensed dealer.
Just a minute left here, Kristen, although I'm going to ask you to come on with us another day as well. But how often does this happen where one gun is passed from one person to another person to another person? Is that pretty common? We're all following the story of the gun used 27 different times.
I think that it is common. We do find, and this one is a perfect example, that one firearm that is diverted from legal commerce can cause incredible devastation. And that is why we and our partners remain so committed to ensuring that we find people who seek to illegally transfer firearms to those who cannot have them.
Kind of makes you wonder if the most important, if the tip of the spear should be the guns or the people firing the guns. Should we work harder to eliminate their access to weapons, or do we got to throw all the bad guys in jail? I don't know what the more urgent part of the crime is. You know what I mean?
I do. I think that's a million-dollar question, and I think that's why we spend our time seeking to really look for those who intend to do harm. Right, we have to focus on those who have poor wishes towards their communities, and really focus our efforts to make our community safer.
Kristen, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Keep doing what you're doing. Do visit with us again. Thanks for your help today. I understand it a little bit better, and that's nice to know. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Kristen DiTinio is the special agent in charge of ATF in the Chicago field office.